y'all.
Singing the same old cowboy song that's been sung 100 times before.
Well, that's a great way to wake up on a Saturday morning, isn't it?
Ain't got nothing.
It just doesn't feel like waking up when the sun's already been up for 2 hours.
Good morning, Arizona, and you're tuned in to your weekend wake-up call, Rosie on the House. We got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. We're actually broadcasting live out at Scottsdale's West World, and we're here for the Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. The gates open at 10 o'clock this morning. They're open till 6 this evening. Tomorrow it'll be 10 to 4. It's $15 per person. 12 and under are free, as well as military and any first responder with ID gets in free. And if you're interested in getting a family education on things to do outdoors in Arizona, this is the place that you need to come down and be at this weekend. We're going to be broadcasting the entire show this morning. We've got
KTAR's entire weekend Saturday lineup will be broadcasting live today.
And you've got John Eisenhower coming in at 8.
We'll be talking trees with Integrity Tree Service, 9 o'clock, open line hour.
Yeah, you got a project going on around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and you have a question about what's the next step or what's the right product to use or which tool should you use, give us a ring. That 9 o'clock hour is just for you.
And then JC will be here at 10 o'clock. Our article this week is on faucets, and he's the showroom. He didn't say manager. He had another technical term, more like guru.
Okay.
Out of Farnsworth Wholesale Supply will be here joining us talking faucet. Buying faucets, replacing faucets, repairing faucets. And the fun part, he went into his computer system last night. I said, don't give me the numbers, but I want you to get the cheapest faucet you sell and the most expensive faucet you
sell.
Very
good.
And you and I will have a little contest at 10 o'clock on air and try and guess what those are and see how close we come in.
Very good. Sounds good. Well, this morning we've got a special guest here from the Arizona Game and Fish Department, Scott Lavin, Wildlife Recreation Branch Chief, and he's going to visit with us this morning about activities that the department has going on throughout the state of Arizona that really are designed to help families get outside and enjoy the great state of Arizona. Scott, thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate you having me.
Man, I start thinking about the activities I know that y'all are doing. I can think y'all have got a bat netting event you're doing. You go out in the desert, you net bats, okay. You've got the black-footed ferret spotted program up in northern Arizona. You've got the bighorn sheep viewing up at Canyon Lake. You've got the hummingbird event up at Sipe, which is one of my favorite places in the whole state. And then y'all run a lot of volunteer events for cleaning up trailheads and education. And y'all got y'all's big expo that we were just at a couple months ago.
Yeah, the end of March is the Arizona Game of Fish Expo up at Ben Avery Shooting Facility. And that thing's getting a little crazy. We get about 45,000 people in 2 days. So
yeah.
We have a lot of fun. It's a 16-acre event that's free to the public. But you're right. We have a busy calendar, and we don't let the heat slow us down. You know, right now, a lot of the events you were mentioning, the bat netting, you know, there's a reason for that. It's July. It's Arizona. It's kind of hot. Let's get out at night and have some fun. The bighorn sheep viewing you were talking about, that's actually going on this weekend on the other end of the state. And, you know, it's a great time to get really close photographs of bighorn sheep, because in this heat they're coming down to the water and they don't get spooked by a boat coming up the river. So you can see up to, you know, 50 bighorns in one day. And
and that's over on the Colorado?
Yep. And a couple different spots. You know, we were talking about earlier that's not one of my programs. That's actually being run out of Region 6 this weekend. Amy Burnett does a really great job with that out of the Mesa office. So, but it's just, you know, we were talking before the show, I'm not from Maryland. I never saw bighorn sheep until I hiked the Grand Canyon. And it's a different kind of animal, and they're really amazing to watch. And
Majestic.
Truly. And if you're fortunate enough to see a couple males go at it for the same piece of territory, they can butt heads for quite a while, and it's just really fun to watch.
Now, y'all have got the bighorn sheep viewing on the Colorado, and those are fairly large boats where you're bringing out a big group of people, right?
We bring out as many as we can fit. Those things are always sold out quick. They're at capacity, but we also do it out at Roosevelt Lake as well. Those are the two of the better destinations that we have, and that's actually, it was at Roosevelt where I saw two males go at it for probably about 30 minutes.
Wow.
They were not giving in. And that was a lot of fun, but it is a little warm. So if you're going on one of these events, you want to wear a good hat, you want to wear good sunscreen and bring water. And of course we have water for you as well, but it's really good. And the real opportunity in this, not only do you get to see these things and get some really great pictures, but you have some of the department biologists, which are some of the best in the nation.
You don't need a boat. Y'all have the boat. You have the transportation.
Yep, absolutely.
You just show up.
Yep. You just show up. If we prefer you to go online and register in advance because, like I said, the Bighorn Sheep one is without a doubt the most popular one of the year.
Okay.
So if you go to the website, ArizonaAZGFD.com, there's a wildlife tab up top, and you just click that tab and follow through to upcoming events. And then you can go online and register, contact the department to register to save a seat, because I don't think we've ever had a bighorn sheep cruise not
sold
to capacity
out.
Because it's very, very popular. We get a lot of locals and a lot of tourists.
Well, there's no easier way to go see a bighorn sheep. You show up, you get on the boat. You got someone driving you. You go try and find one of these things in the wild. You got to work out for 6 months to get in shape. You got to get the right kind of boots. You got to be ready to go vertical and be in the nastiest, roughest terrain in the desert.
You have to climb a mountain. You're absolutely right. This way, in this heat, they're coming right down to you. We've literally been 50 feet from them.
Wow.
Sipping on the river, and it's great.
That's awesome. So the bighorn sheep viewing at various locations throughout the state, located generally around high cliffs and water.
Yep.
So, and we do that at Canyon Lake as well, don't we?
You know, I'm not sure. We might. I've only been on the Roosevelt and the Colorado, but wherever the habitat suits, absolutely.
All right. So we've got bighorn sheep. Great, great opportunity for the kids to see some real majestic wildlife. Great opportunity without a lot of exertion with the biologist that can talk you through their habitat and living habits and all of that. So, and I understand that up at Roosevelt, we were having a fire there recently between Canyon Lake and Roosevelt. They were worried.
So far so good on that. I don't think we've had any real issues with that.
Were they able to jump up there and squash that fire?
I haven't been keeping up on that particular issue, but so far I haven't heard of any wildlife concerns from it.
Okay, very good.
So I guess it's at least under control maybe.
Okay, so we've got the bighorn sheep. What other game have we got family-orientated activities together? I've never been to a bat netting.
You know, well, you've seen Batman. Come on, everybody. we've got 28 species of bats in Arizona. And some people are just fascinated by these creatures. I oversee this program, and when my program manager said, "Hey, I want to do a bat netting," and I kind of look at him like you're looking at me right now. I'm like, "Are you sure?" These things are amazingly popular. Everyone's out there with their headlamps. We net the bats. We give the public. You know, the one thing that the department specializes in is providing these trial experiences. We can give you up close access to wildlife. So we talk about the wildlife. The biologists do some research. So, you know, if you're interested, you know, we talk about volunteers or citizen science. This is a great way to get started to start learning about, you know, hands-on wildlife activities. So they'll net the bat. They'll you know, do some biology on it and then release it. We know no harm is done to the bat. No bats are harmed during these activities. But we find out, you know, what's going on. And, there's a couple of things on, you know, and I'm no biologist, but there are a couple of diseases that bats are carrying out east that you know, are affecting, you know, bat populations. We don't have this problem in Arizona, but we're keeping an eye on things like that. And then they're also just, you know, giving the public the opportunity to learn about, you know, the biology. There's a bridge in Arizona that bats roost under, and on any given night, you might see thousands and thousands of bats flying out of it at the.
And so how many netters do you have? Do you string up a big wall net?
Well,
or do you
chase him with a butterfly net?
Do you chase him with a butterfly net in the dark through the desert?
We kind of put up a wall of netting, and basically, and the next one of these is coming up. It's going to be July 29th. We're doing it at Needle Rock in the Tano National Forest. It's going to be a back workshop. And again, go to the website to register. But basically, we assess the terrain. We kind of know where they're at during the day, so we kind of, you know, put up a roadblock of nets where when they fly out to go to work at night, so to speak.
Okay.
And then we catch them, and then, like I say, as we catch them, we pull in the net, you know, we release the bat, and then, you know, we check it out, take a close look. Is it a male? Is it a female? How old it is? What kind of health does it look to be in?
Is there a cost for that?
So, yeah, most of our events, we charge for cost recovery because, our biologists have full-time jobs, and now they're coming out and working out nights and weekends. So the bat nettings usually run about $25 a person. And, again, you know, when we first rolled these out, I'm thinking, well, is this really? They are hugely popular. Most of our events are booked within 48 hours of being posted on the calendar. So, you know, people just have a unique fascination with wildlife, which is really promising because, you know, we continue to be in a increasingly urbanized society. You know, studies are showing that there are kids growing up right now, hopefully not in Arizona, but in other states, that may never take a step off of concrete. This gives, you know, the family the opportunity to get out, you know, in the environment, learn about wildlife. And, you know, in Arizona, we have a strong connection with our wildlife. Most Arizonans identify that you know they value wildlife as part of their lifestyle. So this is a great opportunity to enjoy the value. And Arizona is such a unique state. We have 800 species of wildlife, more than any other inland state. You have to live next to an ocean to have more species of wildlife than Arizona. So it's really dynamic place. We have three different deserts and climates here. The diversity is very, very rich.
It is. We're here with Scott Lavin, the Wildlife Recreation Branch Chief for Arizona Game and Fish, talking about activities you can take a look at on the calendar to get involved with your family to get you off the concrete and into the wilds.